anything? Yes. Thus Nityananda Prabhu initiated him, because he was Akhanda Rup Nityananda Prabhu. So by truth, he initiated Lakshmipati. And then afterward, same day, he initiated Nityananda Prabhu. This Lakshmipati says, Lakshmipati was guru of Madhvacharya, Madhavendra Puri. So both Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri are like God brothers. But Nityananda Prabhu was like a very young boy, and Madhavendra Puri was too much aged, old. So Nityananda Prabhu, as a Vaishnava educator, needs to give respect to Madhavendra Puri like his own guru. So, it has been written in this way that Madhavendra Puri was guru of Nityananda Prabhu. But actually, it may be like this. We also, in our type, if there is anyone old, devotee, we give respect like Gurudev, Noha. So Nityananda Prabhu, always giving him respect as Gurudev. Then, after that, Nityananda Prabhu went alone to Vrindavan. When he is there, he became like Baladeva Prabhu. And he became like my partner. He became love and affection, he became love. So he used to see so many cows going to prison, running to the cows, taking their nuts in his hands. And he used to reach before him and ask him, "Where is my canal?" Canal means? Yes, where is my canal? Where is my younger brother canal? He used to ask if he used to see any deer, a passing sea deer. Quickly he used to run after them and shouting loudly, he used to tell them, "Oh, where is my canal? Where is my canal?" And they used to run away. And always following the deer, he used to go to dense forest with him. Sometimes rolling down on the earth. Sometimes he used to ask from creepers and trees also, like Gopi used to. "Where is my kanai? Where is my kanai?" Sometimes he used to see cowherd boys, after cows going. He has given up his cloth. He has no sense of his cloth, whether I am taking or not. As a man, he used to run after them and to embrace them and ask him, "Where is my kanai? You have all come, but where is kanai?" Thus asking here and there, like mad person, Nityananda was going here and there. One day, he went in a temple of Gopalji and asked. At that time, Vrindavan was a very dense forest. It may be that he has gone to, there was, at that time in Vrindavan there was no temple. It may be Mathura or a mix of Mathura and Vrindavan anywhere, like where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rested in Bhatrao Gram.
Kulevi goes and there. And he, when he was waiting so bitterly, a sound came from the sky. O Nityananda, your Kanhai is not here now. He is in Navadvip Mayapur. If you want to meet him, you should go to Vrindavan. Navadvip. He is not in that shape. He is now in a Brahman boy shape. And his name is Nimai. You can go there and meet.
Golden color.
Nityananda Prabhu at once left Vrindavan. And Kanhai, 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 where you are weeping bitterly. He ran on the path of first Jamuna and then Ganges. Because Ganges, Nodip is on the bank of Ganges. When he went nearer, you know Nandan Acharya's name? He was a very prominent devotee. He used to live some far away from Navadvip on the bank, and Mayapur was in dense forest. There was no way to go there. Very hard. Very big town. Very big town. There were 22 markets in Navadvip Mayapur. So when he went on one side of Navadvip, he went in the house of Nandana Acharya and he thought himself, if Kanhai will come and meet me here, then I will know that, I will understand that, oh, Kanhai is here. Otherwise, I will not touch him. I will not go anywhere. He should come here, if he is here. So, he was sitting in lonely place in the house of Nandana Acharya. I think that was, it was like an ashram. In the evening, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Shiva's Angan. And he was telling to all the devotees that there is a very prominent Vaishnav. He has come to Navadvip. I want that he should be called here. All the devotees like Shivas Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit and some of all his brothers, Ramai Pandit, they all went and searched everywhere in Navadvip town. They went all towns, here and there, all ashramas, all devotees' houses, but they could not discover Nityananda Prabhu. They returned and told that we could not meet any Vaishnava who had recently come to Navadvip. Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, taking with him Gadadhar Pandit, Shivas Pandit and others, went directly to that Nandana Acharya Bhavan and he entered in that ashram. He saw that very long, tall, very healthy. A saint is sitting there, very beautiful looking, and he stood there, both eyes like four. He was seeing towards him, he was seeing towards him. After some time, for a couple of minutes, Nityananda Prabhu was sitting there and he was standing there and both were looking each other. After that, Nityananda Prabhu, like a madman, Okay. Kanai, Kanai, shouting and he came running to Nityananda, to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu also running towards Nityananda. And they embraced each other. And after that they fell down, both. At that time, Gadadhar Pandit was there. He said that how to
control
the heart. So, what he did? In a hidden way.
A cottage,
anyhow. And he began to shout, Baraha Pidam, Natavarbapu, Karnayo, Karnikar. Vipradabhasah kanak kapisham vajayanti chamalam arandhanavenu rathar sudaya puriyan gopavandai bindarandam savadaramanam prapishatudu. In weeping mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is that person? At once both were in contact. And again they were impressed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to go with him at Sivashankar. He requested. And then both went there. There, the wife of Sivas Pandit, what name?
Malini
Devi. Like a mother, she began to nourish and support Nityananda Prabhu. Though Nityananda Prabhu at that time, it may be more than like this. But even he used to be sometimes naked and he used to sit in the lap of Malini Devi, thinking that she is my mother. And naked. And he used to take the breast of Malini Devi. Malini Devi was so old, but yet, by the grace of Krishna, milk came in her breast. So Nityananda Prabhu happily taking milk, always like this. One day, Nityananda Prabhu, Malini Devi had kept some milk or anything, ghee, you know, ghee, in that bell, a little bell, a small bell. And a crow came and took it. The bell was of silver or gold. And the crow took it and ran away here and there. And Malini Devi was so much worried. She was thinking that a crow has taken this bell, golden bell. Nityananda Prabhu asked, why are you thinking and why are you worried? Oh, that crow has taken and went anywhere out. Then Nityananda Prabhu shouted very loudly, oh crow, oh crow, return that bell, return back. At once you should return. And all that, so one wondered that crow came again and gave the bell and then fly. So many like this story. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in his house, his wife was there, his mother Sachi Devi was there. At once Nityananda Prabhu entered in his house quite naked, taking his dhoti on his head. And he was somewhat in angry mood. Oh, Kanai, I'm waiting for so long that if he comes, all the cows are standing outside and I am alone, I cannot control all. And you are not coming, you are sleeping or what doing? Come at once. So telling this, he entered Vaisakhi Maiya and the newly married Vishnu who was there. At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his chadar and wrapped him. But he had no sense, always observing.
Malave Prabhu moved.
Sometimes very few minutes he had a mood that I am Nityananda. Otherwise always in mood of. But we should learn here, if a devotee comes to love and have so much high class of devotion to Krishna, at the time of sadhana, practice of bhakti yoga, that should be observed in that. If they are not feeling anything, observing fully, totally, then this is not sadhana. So we are really not sadhak of raganga bhakti. They were topmost giving training to others of very high class of raganga bhajan. Though Nityananda Prabhu is Baldev and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, second in the mood of Srimati Radhika himself, Krishna, but mercifully they have come to sprinkle some this raganuga marga, not for Vaidhi bhakti. Then sprinkle only raganuga marga, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to taste the three wishes of Sri Krishna. They have come for Vaidhi bhakti. In bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti bhi also we should be so much
absorbed.
We should feel some separation mode. What separation mood? Oh Krishna, I'm so stupid nonsense. I'm so wretched. But I'm not feeling anything for so many times. I'm not remembering you. That should feel this thing. I'm so wretched person. If I want to remember them, I forget. Never Krishna comes in our heart. What to do? For this they forget taking prasadam or anything. Always I'm happy, weeping. You can see Madhavendra Puripad. You can see his disciple, Ishwar Puripad. You can see Rupa and Raghunath always waiting. What doing? Sometimes being in Radhakund, sometimes in Nandagaon, sometimes here and there. And what telling? Radhakund tate kalinda tanayati re javansi vate premon mat vasat asesh dasyagrastav pramattav sada gayantav chaha Kadahare Guru Pranam Bhava Vibhutav Muda Vande Rukshanatanam Radhya Gauchi He Radhe Bhaji Devi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Sunahata. O Krishna, where you are? O Lalite, O Vishakhe. Like this. So friends, we will feel some separation mode. That why we are not having darshan of Krishna. We have no taste in serving Gurudev, like Vrishamrena Gurau Seva. I am always engaged in taking Mahaprasadam and sleeping and doing all this. If I sit to chant and remember the mantra given by Gurudev, at once sleepiness comes. And so many things comes in our mind. So we should think all these things. So we should try to follow Nityananda Prabhu and to remember Nityananda Prabhu. Then by his mercy we can do anything. Kirtan, Narottam Thakur, Krishna Das Vyari. In Kadwa, after leaving his wife, mother and everything, and he became renowned for order. Now he was breathing, oh Krishna, where you are, where you are. He was quietly absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radhika, always Krishna, Krishna, and he wanted to go Vrindavan. He was going to Vrindavan, but Nityananda saw that his mother, Sakima, is so worried for him, always waiting. If Mahaprabhu will not meet with his mother, then she will die. Also, all the bhakti, all the devotees are so worried for Mahaprabhu. If he will go to Vrindavan, a very long place, then anyone cannot be saved. So he came to the place where Mahaprabhu was going, and he saw friends, all the cowherd boys, that a mad person will come and he will ask, where is the way to Vrindavan? You should tell that, oh, this is very nearest place from here, Vrindavan is here. So you should say, show the path of Shantipur. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he went to Navadvip, Mayapur, and he informed all devotees, his mother and all, that Mahaprabhu is coming to Shantipur and you should be ready to go there and to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw some cowherd boys grazing cows, he told, asked them, where is the way to go Vrindavan? Is it this way? That is, no, this is not way. You should come in this way, and very short route I am, we are telling you, and you should reach very soon to Vrindavan. He was so object that he followed that path that cowherd boys told him. He went very quickly on the bank of Ganges. But he was thinking that, oh, how I am fortunate that very quickly I have come to the bank of Jamuna. And this is Vrindavan. Cows are grazing here. That is very beautiful scene. So he began to do pranam to Jamuna. But he at once saw that there are so many coconut trees here. In Vrindavan, no coconut trees. Oh, this is Shantipur. Opposite to this bank. Oh, he saw that Advaita Acharya with a boat he was coming. Oh, Advaita, where in Vrindavan? How Advaita Acharya has come here? He told that you are in Vrindavan. In this side, Jamuna is flowing, and on that side, Ganges is flowing. So you have come on the bank of Jamuna in Vrindavan. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized that, oh, this is all the trick of Nityananda. And he saw that Nityananda Prabhu is also coming and smiling. Then anyhow, he went to Shantipur and he stayed for some time, and Sakima and all devotees met him. Then he explained how he again cheated Mahaprabhu nearer to Puri, and how he strictly broken this. Danda of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All were going to Puri. Nityananda Prabhu, Jagatananda Pandit, and so many were with him. When they reached to Puri, very nearer to Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that this is the river, I should take bath. So he gave his danda to Nityananda Prabhu and told that you should keep it safe. This is my heart and life, soul and life. So I'm going to take bath. Please keep it. He went to take bath and when he returned, he asked, where is my danda? Where is my Nityananda Prabhu? Where you have kept my danda? He told that I don't know. To whom you have given? You have not given to me. And he saw that, oh, that dand was broken in pieces, three pieces. Who did it? Nityananda said, I don't know who did it. It seems that you have done. I have not done, but it may be that you are dancing and telling Krishna, Krishna, and you have fell down on that and it has been broken. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so outwardly so angry. Nityananda Prabhu told, being Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Swayam, why he should carry this den? That is why I have broken it into three. Why he broken it into three? Anyone in this Kali Yuga should not be treated one dandi sannyasi in the line of Shankaracharya, Om Brahmasmi, one without second. We are all Brahma, 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 Brahma. And that is why we take one danda sannyasi, one stick. So Nityananda Prabhu told that in Kali Yuga there is no ek dandi sannyasi. If there is sannyasi, he should be three-dandi sannyasi, like in the line of Ramanuja, in the line of Vishnu Swami, in the line of Madhvacharya. That is why he broken one danda sannyasi and made it threefold. And he took it to and gave it to that river. What river?
Yamuna.
And
Danda Bhanga.
That ghat is called Dandabhaga ghat. Chandrabhaga river. And he told. Then Mahaprabhu told, I don't want that you should follow me. I will not go with you in Puri. I will go alone. If you want to go Puri, then you should go further. I will go afterward. Or I will go alone. Then they told that, Prabhu, you should go. We will come later on. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in the Puri Mandir temple and he saw Krishna. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. And he ran like mad person to embrace Krishna, to Jagannath. And in the midway, he became friends and all the Parikshas. Parikshas means?
Like meeting
Jagannath. They began to beat Mahaprabhu. At that time, Sadhguru came and said and took him to his courtyard. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you should go to Navadvip and Bengal and you should preach everywhere Harina, especially to those who are fallen. So he went to return to Navadvip. And after that, he went to so many places and he preached everywhere in Bengal, especially in low classes of persons. So all were so much charmed to Nityananda Prabhu. Once he was going with his so many devotees, associates to any place, one village to another place. And it was now sunset evening and last dark night was coming. So went in a village and went to a very rich jamindar, very rich person, wealthy person. He wanted to stay in the night, but that person was who? Ramchandra Khan, who had sent a prostitute to Haridas Thakur. Same person, very aparadhi, offender of Vaishnavas, Hari Guru and Vaishnava. So Nityananda Prabhu, he told not directly, but he sent a servant to tell that there is no place to live for sons like Nityananda Prabhu and his associate. Nityananda Prabhu became furious and he told that certainly this place is not a place of hosting for Vaishnavas. Here some Mohammedan will come and slaughter cow here, and they will slaughter also whole dynasty of Ramchandra Khan because he is so much offender. Anishanand Prabhu left that house and went to another village, and in the same night one then came, invaded that town, that person, and he killed all associates of that person, and he slaughtered cows and cooked it and took it. Thus Nityananda Prabhu was so strong in this. Nityananda Prabhu was so merciful to those who were fallen, ignorant.
You told yesterday about Nityananda Prabhu's first day meeting with the Rai Madhai. He pursued and they ran away. And when they meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they were giving reports of their preaching, what you told but not according to that. At first when they were running and the Rai Madhai was persuading, anyhow they escaped. And in the meantime, Advaita Charge was anywhere, and both meet with Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Charge. Then Haridas Thakur, gave that report. Today, luckily we have escaped Nityananda, who has no anything. And he took me with him and went to drunkard and began to tell chant, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And so he became furious and they took their horse and they followed us. Nityananda Prabhu is lean and thin, so he can run so. So he ran away very fast. And I could not. I am some
plump.
Right. Puzzle, what to do? But by chance, they could not see us. And in the wave where there are so many, two, three,
crossroads.
Gully means? Gully. And they saw that they are going here, so they are, but Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas towards Advaita Charya. So Haridas Thakur is complaining against Nityananda Prabhu. Today we are lucky that we have reached. Advaita Charya asked, What happened? He took me to the drunkard and they followed me. I know this Advaita Charya and Nityananda Vadhu. He is drunkard. They are drunkard. And both Guru more dunkar is there. So don't follow this Nityananda. Otherwise you will have to face so many problems. And you see, I am telling structure. So we will see all that not only there are two drunkards, but two drunkards more are here. One this Nityananda and that big fellow. And four drunkards tomorrow. They will drink so much and they will dance here and there. You will see. I cannot tell how. So you will see. So don't follow. Then Haridasa Thakur began to smile. Don't hit me, Prabhu. I know Nityananda. To whom he will keep his eyes. Oh, he has been liberated. So I know that when he has wished and told them to chant, so look at that. And they will be very good devotees. So don't keep me, Prabhu. I know that you also sometimes want to keep. And then they went to Mahārāja. Like this, you could not try to read very attentively and to hear all this. You will have to be sacrificed. Like us,
believe in Gopa. And he wanted to sprinkle this thing to this one without any qualification, having no fault. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for this, but what Rupa Goswami did? He established. Who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What he wanted to be? He gave to all blind persons. He opened the eyes of all. What is this? What is this Krishna thing? What is Santa Dasa Sattva Vasalya Madhu? What is this? Who is Krishna? Who is Srimati Radhika? Who are those? In Bhaktira Swami Sindhu, Ujjwal Din Mani, and Vitarth Bhadav. And he gets the whole world. We are knowing something. How you are doing? By Vandhi Ujjwal Swami Bhai. So, the Rupa Goswami has established the mode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What? That was Manjari mode. Anyone in this world has never given. Only a person has given. Who? Sam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In one day of Brahma before. So, he said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Manoghishtam, Thapitam Jeevam. Who established this mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Kali Yuga? Not anyone could come. Both things, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established, what is his mercy? And the same thing, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to state three wishes. And to explain to you what Raj Marga Bhakti Prachar. To preach what thing? Not Vaidhi Bhakti. Raj Marga. What is Raj Marga? Practicing that way that Radhanga, we can have that a real Raj which works in the gopis' heart. Yes, Rupa Goswami. None can. It will be not by messaging, not by giving thumbs, not by Drupa to drag and to give in the sort of state of his sister. Never.
Why you call them? Can be? Because he was their special person, a special gopi. Serving Radha and Krishna can do that. That is why. So, Rupa Sahaja. If anyone can help his Gurudev to establish this same mission in the world, then he is a top servant of his Gurudev. A servant of Guru Seva, he doesn't know anything of Krishna Bhakti. He has no idea of all this. How he can establish?
No.
They can tell outwardly something. But this is not pure bhakti. We have come to have attained Shuddha Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. What is Prema Bhakti? Raganuga. Other bhaktis are not pure bhakti. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told this. Only Prema Bhakti is pure bhakti. So, not only to do chanting, remembering, and purging of all devotees, offending so many. So many devotees offending, not obeying his Gurudev. And what is here and there, going forward, it is not bhakti. So we should try to be a bhakta like that. Knowing his heart, what Gurudev wants, and to fulfill that. If he cannot do, then he is not first class of Guru Seva. And those who are all yet to do this. And what do? One is outward, outwardly. A Guru Deva will tell you, oh, you should go and preach Raganga. Can you do? He can tell these things only to qualify, and there is no reason they are doing, and they will do. They are sevaka. Sevaka. What is the meaning? Sevak, there is a word having three letters in Hindi, and it means sevak means what?
Sevaka.
Sevak means?
Usi roop mein hi karya kar.
Sevak means servant. But in India it has failed. Even he, Gurudev is telling that do this, this, and he does. Then he may reach a bhaktam, but not first class. And Gurudev is wanting, ordering him, giving, pointing him that he used to do. But he is not doing. Oh, how can I do? I cannot do. Then he is what?
Yes.
You should take stay. And then what remains? Bottom. If you are taking stay from that word, full word, seva, then only bak. Bak means? Bak means kya?
Crane,
you know, bakasura, crane, standing on one leg in water and doing so much austerity. I rose and he's saying like this. What is he saying? He is saying that anywhere a fish is coming and some sound or anything mark in water is seen. At once, I very quickly. So he is like baka, bakasura, not seva. So we should be qualified for this. And this we can do really being the Guru Seva. Gurudev never wants any money or anything. Because it may be that this is not so high. So, to help them, he may take something. Actually, he has
no need of foundation. Fatiman, he wants that he should know what is true love and affection, and he should start Radha and Krishna. So it is a dream of heaven. So much happy. So much happy. This is the interior mood of Joseph. I also want that you should be qualified. Gradually know what is Krishna prem, what is Krishna service, Guru service. You have heard Bani and Babu? Have you heard Bani and Babu? What is? Bani? And Bapu?
Body.
You have to serve his instruction and also body. Some may tell that we should not serve body. That is wrong. Offensive. Because the body of Gurudev is transcendental. No? There is no difference between Bani and Babu. In Gurudev, hai? Is it so? So those who are telling like this, sometimes they don't know all these things. So you should know. Bani and Babu, there is no difference between Gurudev, all these things. There is difference in disciples who is not so high. Is there any difference between Krishna, Bani and Babu? Okay. So we should not try to know all this. For lower classes of also it has been told. That you should follow his mind, not you should follow that. But really, this is not the thing. When he will go up, he will see that there is no difference in his mind.